The news is read this morning by Brian Jennings.
The Labour Court has decided to intervene formally in the pay dispute between Aer Lingus management and the Irish Airline Pilots Association, IALPA. A formal hearing will be held at the Labour Court tomorrow. The court has asked that there be no escalation of industrial action, but the current work to rule by IALPA members at Aer Lingus will remain in place. Our work and technology correspondent, Brian O'Donovan.
The Labour Court met Aer Lingus management and IALPA for more than 8 hours yesterday before informing the parties that it will exercise its right to intervene in the dispute under the Industrial Relations Act. The court has requested final written submissions to be made by close of business today. A formal hearing will be held tomorrow with a recommendation to be issued thereafter. Aer Lingus management and IALPA left the Labour Court shortly after 11 o'clock last night. IALPA President Captain Mark Tye said the company had refused to move from its original position, which has seen it request flexibility and productivity changes in exchange for any pay increases beyond the 12.25% already agreed with other groups of workers. Speaking as he left the talks, Aer Lingus Chief Corporate Affairs Officer Donal Moriarty described the engagement as constructive and said the Labour Court had determined that a formal hearing was the best next step to take.
The Cabinet is meeting this morning at which ministers will address the issues of immigration, student accommodation and plans to reconfigure the command and control structures of the Defence Forces. The Plánaigh then Minister for Defence, Micheál Martin, is to seek approval from Cabinet today to amend existing legislation to allow the changes to be made. Our political coverage editor, David Murphy.
This development comes as there is increased focus on the Defence Forces after concerns over members with criminal convictions. But the structural changes were underway before the current controversy. The proposals would see the creation of a new Chief of Defence, replacing the current Chief of Staff role. Separately, the Cabinet will also consider fast-tracking laws to ban students from being forced to pay for 51-week leases for student accommodation. And the Minister for Justice, Helen McEntee, will add 5 states to the list of safe countries for the purposes of processing asylum applications. These are Malawi, Morocco, Egypt, India and Brazil.
A report published today says that 35,000 to 53,000 homes will be required in Ireland every year up to 2030. The research shows that 46% of the housing demand required to cater for population growth will be needed in the Dublin and Cork regions. Our consumer affairs correspondent, Joe McGrailey.
This report from the Economic and Social Research Institute estimates the number of housing units needed each year to cater for population growth in the country. It is based on census and research data, as well as data on forecast international migration trends. In some scenarios, it finds between 35,000 and 53,000 homes will be required every year, up to 2030. It says the number of dwellings required will vary depending on either high or low migration to Ireland, as international migration is the key driver of population growth here. 46% of dwellings will be required in the Dublin region or Cork City and County. The housing projections in the report, which was funded by the Department of Housing and Local Government, are based solely on population growth and do not take account of existing pent-up demand for dwellings.
The US President Joe Biden has criticised the country's Supreme Court ruling that Donald Trump has partial immunity from criminal prosecution. Mr. Biden said the decision undermined the rule of law and made him fear for US democracy.
Today's decision almost certainly means that there are virtually no limits on what a president can do. This is a fundamentally new principle, and it's a dangerous precedent, because the power of the office will no longer be constrained by the law, even including the Supreme Court of the United States. The only limits will be self-imposed by the president alone.
Several Caribbean islands have been hit by Hurricane Beryl. At least one person is reported to have died. Thousands of people remain without power or are living in temporary shelters. Jamaica has issued a hurricane warning, as have the Dominican Republic and Haiti. Guy Vital Hearn from the charity World Vision said the storm could have a catastrophic impact on Haiti.
Haiti is definitely not ready, even as they predict heavy rains. that could cause flooding, landslides. It would be very catastrophic for Haiti to be highly impacted by Barry right now.
And now the weather.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Grant. Building a new home? Trust Grant to help you on your heating journey with their home heating design service. Visit grant.ie.
It'll be generally cloudy this morning. Patchy outbreaks of rain and drizzle will spread from the west. The best of any bright or sunny spells will be over the southern half of the country this afternoon. Highest temperatures will range from 14 to 19 degrees.